Welcome in, Braves Today, bravestoday.com. It is all brought to you by Plains Coffee. Go to plainscoffee.com, promo code Braves. We may need to change that to Braves beat the Phillies. Nah, it's way too long, but you get 10% off if you do it. Just promo code Braves. That will take you where you need to be as far as the discount is concerned. He's Zach Blackerby. I'm Ben Taylor, and first series win of the year. There you go. They're 1-0 in series already moving forward.
Can you imagine not being 2-0 and have the best offense in baseball? I have a hard time wrapping my head around that.
Yeah, against a division rival, which makes it even better.
How emotionally juiced is this lineup right now? I mean, you know they're not over what happened last postseason, and you are feeling it. The fan base is feeling it.
Yeah.
The fact that it's in Philadelphia makes it so much better. And I think in both games early on, I think the home crowd, Phillies fans, I think they felt like they had Atlanta where they wanted them, getting freed out early. Look, and as an Atlanta guy, I didn't feel great about the start of this one. But then our guy, Jesse Chavez, coming in and doing what he needs to do. It's just the relentless assault of this offensive lineup. It's insane, Ben. It's going to be too much for most teams this year.
He is 40 years of age, is Jesse Chavez. He gets released by the White Sox, and he actually gets a win before the White Sox organization gets a win.
That's hilarious. So that's objectively funny.
That's literally sticking it to your old team right there as grabbing that win. And he knew he had to go. He had to go three innings. He put in three innings worth of work. He did give up a run. But they knew as soon as Fried was out in the first, two-thirds of an inning, by the way, it was like, oh, crap. Now what are we going to do? Is this going to be the same game? Are the Braves about to do the same thing that the Phillies did the day before when the Braves got into their bullpen and hung another nine runs? They're the only ones that gave up runs was Philly's bullpen until today. And then Nola, I felt bad for him because the Braves depleted their bullpen so bad, they stuck him out there and said, bro, sorry about your ERA. And so it literally skyrocketed today.
He chose to go back there, right? I mean, that was kind of one of the early like free agency stories. Like, he didn't have to do that. So
he had an offer from the Braves.
That's what I'm saying.
He had an offer from the Braves. He had an offer from the Mets, and he decided to go back with Philly.
Yeah, which, you know, good for him. But your ERA would be better if you would have chose Atlanta right now. Small sample size, but still. I mean, Ben, there's so much to like about this team, and you and Lindsay talked about it all the time on this show over the offseason and obviously last season too. But, I mean, the biggest difference is Jared Kelenic, who I thought what I envisioned happening was he was going to be really solid this year, but it was going to take some time to get going, and I thought our fan base would freak out a little bit in the first third of the season. But, man, he has hit the ground running, and it has been such a nice thing to see for the newcomer.
He is 5 of 6, so he's literally on pace to bat like 890-ish, something around there, before the end of the season. So he had 3 hits today, possibly could have had 4, but they were shifting on him in order to play towards a double play a little bit later on in the game. You know, Ronnie had 3 hits today. Ozzie had 3 hits today. And who had it on their bingo card that Ozzie Albies would be the first Brave to get a home run in the 2024 season? Because that's exactly what happened in inning number 1.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't have picked Ozzie, but how fitting, right? I think every Atlanta Braves person is like, good for Ozzie. Good for Ozzie.
Yeah.
I mean, it almost felt like Matt Olson got one on his birthday on opening day, but he got about everything else. But yeah, good for Ozzie for sure.
Olson did grab a home run today. He's on pace now for 81 home runs, 324 RBIs. That's a little bit north of where he was last year with 54 home runs and 139 RBIs. So hopefully he stays with that pace. You mentioned Kelenic a little bit earlier. I watched his post-game interview. Bro, he is all business. Like, he is completely – this team is acting different. They're not acting like it's the first series of the year. They're acting like it's the playoffs already. He was very monotone. He was like, the mission is to go out and win the World Series. We have to do it one step at a time and do it together. Everybody has to be pushing the same direction. And they were like, is that it? He goes, yep. And then went to the dugout or went to the clubhouse, to the locker room.
Well, that's weird, Ben, because all the Seattle folks wanted to say how much of a problem he was in the locker room and dugout. How weird. Yeah. How funny.
Yeah. I will give some Seattle fans credit. They were so pissed at their organization that some of them were like, I hope he does well. You know what? So what if he broke his hand? I don't care. I hope he goes and does well. Well, congratulations. Thanks for giving us well wishes, because right now he is 5 of 6 on the year and doing fairly decent as far as the plate is concerned. And he did it defensively. He robbed Bryce Harper. He almost made another miraculous catch coming in that went off the heel of his glove, but still he laid out and took a chance on it. And he's just – and it's funny because – the balls he hit at the beginning yesterday, the base hit he got barely got through. Today he opens with a broken bat single up the middle, but then it was all of a sudden the confidence built and everything else he hit was hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's a bright spot that you're right. I fully expected him to kind of turn it on in the second half of the season, maybe. But if he continues at this pace, which we know he's not going to go, 10 of 11 or 21 of 23 or whatever,
right. Yeah.
But still. It just the fact that the bottom of the lineup, Zach, you go through the bottom of the lineup and what the Braves did. Kelnick, 3 of 4. Darnold, he was 1 of 5. 3 of 4 was Arcia. 3 of 4 was Harris II with a home run. And even Ozuna got in on the mix, and he got a home run. So the bottom half of the lineup literally beat the Phillies by themselves without getting any production out of the top. And the top produced today, 3 of 5 out of Ronnie and 3 of 5 out of Ozzie. So – and as you talked about, Matt Olson, or we mentioned earlier, Matt Olson ended up getting a home run as well. And that continues his streak as he puts him, 89th career home run as a Brave. So he is in good company and moves into 29th in franchise history already at just his second year.
Yeah, yeah. And he'll pass a lot of folks this year too, which he's special. What he's done and his fit in Atlanta is special. No question. No question about it. You talked about laying out and him, robbing Harper.
Yeah.
How about Bryce Harper just like running into the camera well? I mean, that was pretty intense. Second game of the year. It's like, if I'm the Phillies, I don't know if I want you doing that, Bryce.
Well, that and Carroll's made a good point. I mean, he played first. He was the color guy on the call. By the way, FS1 do better. Faust and Carroll were probably the two most negative announcers ever. You're talking about probably the two teams that are going to fight for the division this year, and they made it seem like they were the worst two teams in baseball for pretty much 8 innings until the game was about over, and then it turned around. But Karras brought it up. He said, if I'm Harper, I petition the Phillies. That just got implemented this year, by the way. I'm petitioning the Phillies to put the fence back up because it's right at knee high. Somebody, he's going to do that more than once this year. So,
yeah, he's not going to be the only person that does it either.
No, and it yeah. and they, as bad as it sounds, you don't want Harper missing time if you're a Philly. You definitely don't want to be hurting another player like an Olsen that goes over there or another first baseman within the league that goes over there and does that, because it's specifically cut out right beside first base. So any foul ball in that direction, it's below the knee. So they're just going to flip over. And everybody goes, well, they got to learn to feel it out. If you're an opposing player, you're not feeling that out. You haven't played in that park. That's not your park.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like it's designed like, okay, this is the perfect height to trip someone. I mean, it's not ideal unless you're trying to trip someone.
You know who needs new ACLs? All first basemen in Major League Baseball. So we're going to
do
this
kidding.
Right here.
Goodness gracious. Yeah, they got to fix that. And I just can't imagine if you're someone high up in the player personnel department of the Phillies saying like, Bryce, that can't happen to Bryce Harper again. I mean, you're throwing too much money at him. That'd be like Atlanta watching, something happening, in Atlanta that doesn't help Ronald Acuna. Like, why would you do that? That doesn't make any sense. So, but yeah, great, great win. Awesome that, Atlanta jumps out to 2-0, and also that the Phillies jump out to 0-2 and they go for a sweep. But, we'll give some love to our friends at Plains Coffee, but yes. I want to talk about the national storyline that goes into tomorrow's Game 3.
Is that your hat?
You like my hat?
I do you like your hat? Hat. I don't have that hat. What
it's
is that?
It's the spring training one. Lindsay got it for me.
Lindsay, that's right. He spent a whole week down there. He potted from prison down there. Do you remember that?
I did. Yeah. Yeah.
He did not appreciate my humor when I said that to him.
Sure. Well,
but it did look like it.
Well, he got me a hat and not you one.
I know. Yeah.
It's probably because I didn't make a joke about where he was potting from.
Yes, he probably had a hat for me. And as soon as I made the prison comment, the hat went away. So
maybe this is your hat. You gave it to me.
That would be an even better story.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you didn't give me a hat. Yeah, I did. I gave it to Zach. Chris Sale goes tomorrow, and he hasn't had the best of springs. And now that doesn't mean anything, because when they're in spring training, they always are going through various pitches. Like, they may throw an entire inning and a half at nothing but breaking balls just because they're working on placement and doing that. So you can't take a lot from it, but I mean, the guy's bumping up near 40 now, and he is, it's shocking that he's getting the nod in the third slot. So apparently the Braves do believe in him. Now, the Phillies have only faced him once. Lindsay and I talked about that, and that was when he was with the Red Sox, and they didn't do great. They got a couple of hitters, but they have a lot of left-handed batters in their lineup. So he could be effective. I hope he is. I mean, the Braves go for the sweep. That's what I predicted on two pods ago when Lindsay said,
"What are you
predicting?"
It's pretty bold.
Yeah.
It's pretty bold.
Come out the gate on the road.
Yeah. Lindsay's saying they're going to take 2 of 3. I agreed with Lindsay on that one. Hey, I hope you're right, though. But yeah, I mean, Chris Sale, he did several media interviews after he was traded from the Red Sox to the Braves this offseason. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that he said consistently was he's the kind of guy who wants the ball in his hand mm-hmm. when the pressure's on. And look, I know it's the third game of a very long season, but this one's got to mean a little bit more to him, because the pressure is going to be on him as much as it possibly can be for the third game of the season. Like you said, you know, a lot of people think, like, wow, he's in the third slot in the Braves pitching rotation. Okay, well, he didn't have a good spring. I mean, there's all these storylines that are kind of pinned against the guy, and he knows that. He's not dumb. He's aware. So, hey, make a statement, sweep your division rival, and send the message that you're here. You're that guy, and you're going to take that next step and be what you're capable of being. And Atlanta, you know, took the chance on you. I think the pressure's on him, and I can't wait to see how he responds on Sunday.
Well, the thing is he only had an ERA of a little north of 3, even in the spring. Everybody keeps talking about what a terrible spring he had, but if the Braves are going to continue to score 10-plus runs per game, starting pitching is going to be fine if they stay below 5 earned runs a game, I promise you.
Yeah, that's not sustainable. We all know that's not sustainable. No. And unfortunately, we saw that a lot last year, and then we didn't see it against the Phillies in the playoffs. So, I mean, you need these guys to step up. Atlanta needs Chris Sale to be, you know, what they need him to be. But yeah, I'm excited to see how he does with the pressure. We get to kind of see a little bit of a simulated game in regards to, once again, I know it's the third game of the season, but that pressure will be there. We get to kind of see a little bit of a window of, okay, he said he wanted the ball in his hands in big games. And even though, you know, Sunday's game isn't necessarily a big game per se, it is a big game for Chris Sale. And we get to see how he responds to that.
I would venture to say it is a big game for the organization.
Okay.
And the reason being is because the Braves, with Fried going out in the first, have put themselves in the same position tomorrow that the Phillies were in today. So Sale's, the pressure for him tomorrow is not necessarily coming away with a win. The pressure for him tomorrow is being able to stay in the game till the fifth or the sixth inning. And even if he's 6 and done or 5 and dive, as they like to call it, that's Lindsay's favorite word. So a little nod to Lindsay there.
5 and dive?
A 5 and dive, like you go your 5 innings and then you dive off the mat. You're headed to the locker room. So they need him to put together 5 good innings minimum, if not 6, just because of everybody they went through today. And you don't want to have to use those guys again tomorrow on a game that, like you said, it's not meaningless, and it is the third game, and they've got the series win.
Yeah.
But you also don't want to leave him out there to kill his confidence, and like they did with Nola today, and allow him to give up 7, 8, 9, 10 runs before you decide to yank him. So is it, you know, pressure filled? Not as far as W's and L's are concerned, but is it pressure filled that they need him to perform tomorrow to put together 5 or 6 innings? Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, and we get to see how he responds. So you predicted the sweep. I was with Lindsay. I'm predicting 2 out of 3. So I don't want to pick against Atlanta on Easter Sunday, but I guess by default I am. But it does kind of feel like they're in a great position to secure the sweep, Ben. But you're sticking with your sweep prediction, I'm assuming.
Yeah, just because of the bats. I mean, Austin Riley got his first hit of the year today. So some of the lineup hasn't even woke up yet. So, you know, and if the bottom half of the lineup continues to do what it's doing when the top half starts waking up. Hey, by the way, waking up, you need to wake up and grab your coffee. Plainscoffee.com is where you can do so. Use promo code Braves, get your 10% off. You can get all sorts of coffee that is either flavored. You can get regular coffee too. I know I always brag about some of the stuff like pecan pie, turtle, and even cinnamon hazelnut. And they even have teas if you're not a coffee person. So head over to plainscoffee.com, promo code Braves, get your 10% off as well so you can wake up with a smile. Or just drink coffee during the middle of the day. I don't care. just go to plainscoffee.com and buy the coffee.
That's right. I'm a night coffee drinker. Plains Coffee gives me comfort in the evening. But yeah, they roast the beans the day before you order. So they're fresh. It's free shipping. There's no reason to buy coffee at the grocery store.
Lindsay made fun of me one time because I always say the line, fresh to your doorstep.
Okay.
And he of course said something like, well, what if they don't have a doorstep? I said, well, how do they get in the house?
I think Lindsay's asking good questions, but also Lindsay is the dude who called the chimney sweep company.
You said that.
To come to his house and he doesn't have a chimney. That happened.
But he does have gas logs that he can roast beans on, apparently, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? Hey, be sure to check out all of our written work at bravestoday.com. We'll have you everything that you need leading into game three, as well as recapping game three and looking ahead to everything Atlanta Braves.
Lindsay also already has an article up. If you want to go to bravestoday.com and you want to see some of the stuff that he took, because you know, Lindsay, he gets into the nerdy numbers. So he'll have some of those numbers up there that we didn't necessarily get to.
That's right.
Braves get the series win. They do it two games into the season, which is absolutely awesome. And that's a great way to start, especially on the road, and get the victory over the Phillies. So it'll be cake tomorrow. If Chris Sale can do his thing, we should be in good shape. And my pick should be proven right, which I'm hoping. So then you have
it could be smooth sailing.
On that note, he is Zach Blackerby. I am Ben Taylor. BravesToday.com is where you find us. Thanks, Zach.
Yeah, I'm sorry.